If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast, and for the rest of us, good Saturday morning. Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us. It is hour number two. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox here at Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. Lines are open. You want to get through and talk to us via the telephone at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Toll free, of course. Also, John@gardenamerica.com. If you're with us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there. We'll try to address as many as possible. And, of course, the propagation we did this morning, we're going to keep an eye on it. And, what, about a month or so, bring the plants back and see how well they're doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of these, the geranium.
Are they growing already?
They are. I'm seeing roots come out of the ivy here.
See how quickly that works, John?
Yeah. I'm wondering what Tiger had during the break.
But, yeah, we are back, and that was good having Andy in from Fertilome. And, again, want to thank them for their support this year of Garden America. Geraniums, I told you I've got like four or five pots of geraniums. Very easy to grow. They grow all year long here in San Diego.
Right.
Very simple. So.
And there is one question on Facebook that surrounds the plant. He says, how do you propagate lilacs? Now, I want to be clear, there's a couple varieties of lilac. There's the California lilac, which is Ceanothus, and then there's the, I would say, East Coast lilac, which is more of a true lilac. And I think in California we have one called the Descanso variety, which is supposed to grow here in California, not just the East Coast. But two different lilacs. I think the East Coast is a deciduous shrub that you would probably do more of the hardwood, semi-hardwood cuttings to propagate from.
Those are usually done just by division.
Oh, really?
Because they sucker so much.
Oh, okay.
You can just go through and divide those. But otherwise, if you want to do by cuttings, you would be correct. You do like semi-hardwood cuttings.
And then the Ceanothus, which is a evergreen shrub or California lilac, those would be probably more soft tissue cuttings, kind of kind of going from there as far as the Ceanothus goes in different times of year. And I think you mentioned, Brian, geraniums, and people mm-hmm. say, oh, that's so easy, you just drop it and you grow. I mean, even the ivy that I have here, people talk about.
At least in my experience.
You know, but the one time that I feel people have the one item that I think people have the most difficult thing with is timing, because we know, as you mentioned before, seasonal, that cutting could sit there months without growing at all just because of the time of year.
Right.
And then it's going to rot or it's going to dry out or something, and then they're not successful.
Right.
And then they feel, oh, I can't if I can't get a geranium to grow from cutting, I can't get anything.
And you guys always say how simple it is, and I can't do that.
Right. But at the same time, if you just do it at the wrong time of the year and it's not growing, there's nothing anybody can do to make that plant grow during certain times
of nature.
The year.
That's right. Nature's timing. You know, not our timing.
Yeah. You know, and even once you learn how to do something, like I've probably propagated thousands of rose cuttings, but I've had tens of thousands die.
Yeah,
right.
That didn't grow.
Right.
And even from the same plant, right? You'll do, 10 cuttings from one plant, and if you are amazing, you can get all 10 to actually root and develop.
With roses, it depends on variety because, there's a rose called Fresh Pink, and I swear if you put in 10 cuttings, 12 of them will root. But, I've mentioned before that I took 500 cuttings of Graceland and had zero root.
Wow.
So some roses root easily and
some
don't.
Everything's different.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to Jerry in Wyoming.
Jerry in Wyoming?
Yeah. Wyoming is there's some beautiful scenery in Wyoming.
Is Jerry watching us on Facebook?
Yeah, he's joined us on Facebook.
Thank you, Jerry. Shout out to Wyoming.
Yeah. But it's a difficult place to grow things sometimes because they've got shorter seasons and then heat during the summer. But thanks for joining us.
Now, I see we're still getting some shots of what we propagated last hour. I don't know if people still want to look at that, but if you are joining us and were not with us last hour, that's what we did is we propagated some plants there. We did, geranium, and what else did we do?
We did an asclepias, which is a milkweed. We did a polygala. It's a sweet pea shrub.
I think polygala is probably...
Polygala?
I like the way polygala sounds better than polygala.
Sounds like Caligula.
And we did a geranium, asclepias, polygala, and an ivy. And these were all softwood cuttings that we did that, we'd use the rooting hormone from Fertilom and put them into just a potting soil mix. And,
I've got a question
we'll see a few weeks.
For both of you guys. I've got a rubber plant. What is the name of the rubber plant? What is the...
Ficus. Ficus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the name of the big rubber plant with the big...
Yeah.
It's called a ficus?
Yeah.
It is a ficus.
I had no idea. Okay, good. I'm learning something. Here's my question. Because it's growing out of control. I fertilized it, watered it, put it in a big pot. It's just going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I cut, all this milky substance comes out. It gets everywhere.
That's how you can usually tell it's a ficus.
Okay. Now, what is that substance coming out? What's its purpose?
And latex.
Continue. Rubber. You want to be my latex salesman?
Do you know where they get rubber from? Used to get rubber from?
From what I'm talking
from
about.
Rubber trees, which were actually related to ficus, but same kind of thing.
Because when I cut, it gets all over everywhere, that milky substance.
Right. Yeah, if you cut your Ficus benjamina, you'll see the same thing. Edible figs, the Ficus carica, if you cut those, you've got that latex substance coming
out. I think I almost talked Tiger into helping me pull out and kill that ficus. Only because it is more than 8 feet away from the house, but there's my little tile in the front by the front door, and as you said, those roots are only going to get bigger, and they are going to spread.
You know what I might have for you that I, now that I think of it, because it's buried, but I have a ficus, what's the clown fig called?
Clown fig?
Yeah, parcellii.
Oh, yeah.
Ficus parcellii growing outside, but it's overshadowing a Ficus benjamina that's in the ground that's been there for
that corrects you up every time.
Well, I love how he says overshadowing a Ficus benjamina, which is a very difficult thing to do. It's overshadowing.
Well, I'm not finished yet, though. The Ficus that it's overshadowing is Ficus benjamina, but the variety is Natasha, and it's been in the ground for 20 years. And after 20 years, it's waist high.
Oh.
It's waist high after 20 years?
Yeah. And so obviously it's a miniature, right?
Okay.
But there's probably, I'm trying to think now, at the base there may be 20 to 30 cuttings in there that have all rooted. I could easily divide that and give you a piece of that, and you'd have a ficus that would stay small. You could put in a pot or in the ground and not have to worry about it.
Well, I would put it in a pot and this time be very conscious of the fact that it may grow down through that pot
again.
Well,
if it did, it wouldn't hurt anything.
So, I would love that because once we take that tree down, it's going to look the whole face of our front area is going to look entirely different because it's so tall. It's growing up now. It's as tall as the second story. And it actually looks very nice there. I hate to do this, but you scared me last week when you told me about what those roots are going to do.
Well, you saw the ficus by the side of my house.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I would take you up on that offer to put something there to replace it. So, yeah, thank you, John.
All right.
And then mentioning taking it out, so you had mentioned that white sap. It's sap.
Well out on, of the on, tree. The, on the rubber tree.
On the rubber patio. Tree, yeah. So when people take out or cut ficuses, they need to take that sap into consideration when they're doing cuts because it will drip. It'll just
it stains
concrete. It'll stain tile.
Absolutely.
If people have an umbrella or something else underneath, it'll just drip on there, and then it'll stain it. So you kind of need to put a painter's cloth, something down to prevent that from happening.
It stained my pavers.
Yeah, you can't get it out of anything. After that, I think maybe if you have concrete, using a muriatic acid or something to clean the concrete after could do that, but not even a soap or
and I mention that because when I cut it, it gets everywhere.
Right.
And I have nothing down underneath it, and so got to be more conscious of that. Yeah. But the tree is doing fantastic.
The good thing about it is it's relatively harmless if it gets on you, but there are plants like euphorbias, the pencil cactus,
which I also have. You say you can go blind, right?
If a lot of people will make the mistake of cutting it, getting that latex on their hand, and then rubbing their eyes or scratching their eyes.
And we do have one of those in our patio as well.
Yeah, so you do have to be careful with that. When we come back from our break, we've got some email questions
Beautiful.
To go over.
And again, also, thank you for watching on Facebook Live. You can post your question right there as well. As John mentioned, that's john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, still taking phone calls. Try to get to you as quick as we can, 855-424-9825 here. Saturday with your friends on Garden America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour, back here on your Saturday morning or afternoon, depending upon where you're living and where you're watching us or listening to us from. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, this is Garden America, Biz Talk Radio at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, thank you for your shout-outs from wherever you're listening or watching us. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, do let us know where you're watching us from. Like, was it Jerry in Wyoming, I think, posted something?
Yeah, how about this? You know, we're Garden America. We might have to go to Garden World because Liam just gave a shout-out from Ireland.
No.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Ireland.
Yeah, Liam says that most of the plants we mentioned can be air-layered. You know, if you don't need thousands of cuttings, you just want one plant. Mm-hmm. You can even air-layer roses.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that before for some of the ones that are really hard to root. So, anyway, I'm not sure what time it is in Ireland.
I'm gonna say it's about 8 hours. It's 8 hours ahead of us.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Sure. So let's say, what is it, 9? That'd be about, what, coming up on, what, 5, 6 o'clock in the evening?
Oh, all right. So he doesn't have to go to bed. So
no,
so.
Yeah. I think he's okay.
He produces or represents a product called the Cutting Globe, which is a little product that he sells to actually make doing cuttings a little easier.
Now, so are those the...
it looks like a Pokemon ball.
And does it wrap around the trunk?
I know what that is.
Right? Yes. Wrap around the branch?
Does. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I've seen those pots before, and they work really well.
Yeah. So good info there.
Okay, and then Lorraine in Santa Maria wants to know when the best time to fertilize her peach and apple trees. She's in Santa Maria. She planted them about 3 years ago, and what fertilizer is best? I don't think the types of fertilizers are really important. We usually recommend doing organic foods, especially in California, where our soils are depleted of organic material. The more organics you add, the better. So a good all-purpose food would be Milorganite.
Right.
Gives at least the organic source of nitrogen that the plants need the most this time of year. And also probably the best buy. But there's a lot of other foods out there. And as far as the time to fertilize them, just a general rule of thumb on deciduous fruit trees would be to feed them three times during the growing season. Once in the early spring, once in midsummer now, and then once in early fall, and that's it. And again, if that's using organic foods. If you were using chemical fertilizers, I think I'd skip the fall feeding. But would you do anything different, Tiger?
No, I think that what you hit on was right. And the one thing I think when it comes to cherry trees or citrus is kind of not wasting it, because like you had mentioned, people put a lot of fertilizers usually on these kinds of trees, and it doesn't always need it, but they just need that little bit consistently, and I think that people will be much more successful. People go to the store and they buy these citrus fertilizers, and then they pour a ton on it. Well, it doesn't always need it, and so they can save themselves a little bit of time and effort if they just follow the directions that it'll absorb at.
Exactly right. Cheryl's also checking in. Steve's sister from Simi Valley.
I think we've got a new listener with us, Cheryl.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize that she was up in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Well, shout out to Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah. She says we probably haven't heard from Steve because he's probably out watering his garden.
Of course. I think he sleeps in his garden. I really do. He's got a tent out there. Hasn't been inside his house in years.
I have an email question here. Actually, several email questions. Well, I don't know if we can get to all this we've got.
We'll do as many as we can.
Yeah, all right, well, this is from Eileen up in the Bay Area. She says, good morning, John, Brian, and Tiger. Could you discuss what causes rust on gladiolas and the best treatment, or should the bulb and leaves be discarded? You know, this is a new thing that's been hitting gladiolas, especially up in the Bay Area.
Right.
So you've heard about this before from the Bay Area?
Yeah, and it's serious. And I'm trying to think how many years ago now, maybe like 10 to 12 years ago when the rust started on daylilies. We never had daylily rust before, and then that spread everywhere. And the best thing for me was to use the Bayer Rose and Flower Care.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was a systemic insecticide and fungicide. And by putting that on when the plants began growing, and you do it maybe three applications, 6 weeks in between, so it lasts a long time, you'd be able to take care
of
it.
So she has to continue to do this? Is this something once
you start? Yeah, because
start?
Otherwise it'll spread. It'll and eventually kill the plants.
So you can't just treat it and then, you know, walk away. It's a continual process?
Well, you can walk away for 6 weeks.
Okay, but yeah, right. But six weeks later again. It's a repeat process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do that two or three times, and your plants are okay. But
well, welcome Bay Area. All right.
One comment that was made was a listener and viewer mentioned that they have a cherry tree that's on its way out, and they were really excited to hear that they could propagate it to hopefully continue the tradition. And, mm-hmm. And I think that's important for people to realize is sometimes they have an older tree. Or maybe a tree that something happened to it, whether a branch broke off or a gopher got to it, and it might be struggling, that you can take a part of that tree or plant, propagate it, and continue the tradition of whatever it was in the future. Because sometimes plants have meaning to people beyond just having a nice tree.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah. So propagating it's important. And this is especially important with roses, as you mentioned before, because roses have a history or have something behind it that this is why it's about. And to keep it going, you have to propagate them and keep them kind of growing. So I think that was kind of
nice. We might have saved a tree this morning.
Yeah.
Just by that information.
You know, the first thing I thought about when you started talking about that was Bruce and Sharon Asakawa have in their yard a lychee tree that came from Kate Sessions.
Wow.
And
really?
And it was a piece of a tree that they started as an air layering off one of Kate Sessions' trees, and they used to get hundreds and hundreds of lychee
fun.
Fruit.
That's a good way to save generations of trees.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, and Kate Sessions started the nursery that Tiger now owns.
That's yep. Amazing. I only know Kate Sessions. Well, I know more about her now, but as a kid growing up, living in PB, Kate Sessions Park.
Right.
Let's go
school.
Up to Kate Sessions Park. I had no idea who she was or what it meant or why it was named, but that makes a lot of sense.
She was a San Diego horticulturist that was responsible in a large part for Balboa Park.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least for landscaping, Balboa Park.
We used to go up to Kate Sessions Park to watch the submarine races. Not sure if you know what that's about.
Yeah.
All right, almost 30 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. About a half hour to go. 855-424-9825. John has a bunch of email questions. Also, ask your questions and make comments on our Facebook page as well. As we pay a few bills, step aside here. Garden America, as the weekend continues on Biz Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome once again. It is Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live and, of course, your email questions. We have so many questions to get to. We'll get to as many as possible. John has been kind enough to volunteer his time during the week to answer questions. Just kidding. But we do have a lot, and I think, Tiger, you had one in particular you wanted to get to.
There's a way to get right to the top of the list with getting your question answered.
And then what is that?
If you give us a call,
we'll take your question immediately. We'll go right to the phone call. But I think, Tiger, you had one you wanted to address immediately.
Oh, I was answering Denise's question from Facebook about a lemon tree inside. And she wanted to know which variety of cultivar we recommended and what size pot and how to grow it. I recommended the Meyer lemon just because that's one of my favorites. And because it's easy to find, so I'm sure that she can find a Meyer lemon no matter where you're at. And I mean, inside growing, it's got to still be a minimum size pot as far as one of those half whiskey barrels. Use a premium potting soil and then fertilize once a month with an organic fertilizer during the growing time of year. Be great.
Yeah, you probably could get by with something closer to the size of a 5-gallon for maybe 4 or 5 years indoors. But the plant definitely needs to go outdoors in the summer to have any chance of fruiting because it just doesn't get enough light indoors.
And the size pot after 4 or 5 years, you've got to up it.
Yeah, you've got
to. Otherwise, it won't have enough root system to support the fruit.
You do have to increase it, but it's just very difficult to move a half barrel in and out of your house.
Oh, these people on the East Coast, they can do that stuff, right?
Yeah. I used to, when I lived in Detroit, I used to go to a greenhouse in Ontario, Canada, and they picked their own oranges. And they had one greenhouse where they had citrus planted in the ground.
Wow.
And they could afford to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that was really unique to be able to do that in Canada. Hey, we got an email from Rochelle in La Mesa and says, she says, I missed part of the program. Which is unusual for Rochelle.
We're not going to shame her, no.
No.
It's okay.
But she says, what's the plant with the little violet-colored flowers on it sitting on the table? So
Sweet pea shrub.
Sweet pea shrub.
Yeah.
Polygala.
This one's compacta. I like compacta a lot better than the other one.
Yeah, it stays more compact.
Well, it's just, I feel it looks cleaner. The other one gets loose.
It seems like it blooms more, too.
The compacta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I love this plant. It's one of my favorites. I can't get enough of them.
Hmm. Yeah. And I didn't plug my computer in today, and it just turned off.
That'll happen. Hey, we do have Marilyn online speaking of phone calls at 855-424-9825. Welcome to the show once again. Always good to hear from you. How can we help you this week?
Thank you very much.
What's going on?
I have a large area of succulents. And they are ready to have a topping put on them. Do you put bark or sand or what? I don't know.
Well, with a succulent, like a large area of succulents, whether they're a ground cover succulent or maybe you just have some, I don't know, portulacaria or creeping succulent, you have to be very careful putting a bark. You will rot them out real easily if that bark gets built up around the base of the succulents. Because succulents like that dry soil environment, that if you're going to put a ground covering around there, you have to be very careful because any kind of organic product like a mulch or a bark built up around that base can end up rotting out that succulent because it just stays too damp around the base.
It doesn't get a chance to dry out.
Exactly. And so I would stay away from a soil covering like that in that environment just because of that reason. Now, you know, some people will use a DG, which is a decomposed granite or a gravel around them. But again, a thin layer that's not going to build up around the base of those plants is going to be really important to do because when they get too much moisture around. And the thing about it is people say, oh, well, I don't water that much. And that's fine. You cannot water that much and you can have dry soil. But
succulents holds water.
Well, not only do they hold water, but there's nothing you can do when it rains. And if you have organic material built up around these plants and it rains, there's nothing you can do to stop that 2 inches of rainfall.
That's right.
And it doesn't dry out for 3 or 4 weeks and then your plants are dead. So, you know, just watch out for that. So, I mean, as far as a soil covering around succulents, Marilyn, I would maybe just stay away from it. What do you think, John? Anything to add?
No, I think that if you want it just for appearance, the decomposed granite's fine. Mm-hmm. Or some type of gravel. You know, sometimes people use river rocks or something just for appearance sake.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sound good, Marilyn?
Okay, is that going to help you?
Don't go away because I have... needed humidity. He took those bottles that are delivered water, mm-hmm. you know, with the big, and he cut the bottom.
Oh, big, like 5 gallon ones?
Right. And put that over them.
Yeah, that would work great. And then I've also doubled and triple stacked the Coke bottles because you can do that if you cut the bottom and the top off. You can.
Oh, I can. I see. They can grow bigger. Sure.
Right.
And the geraniums, years ago, Sharon had told me you take 3 clippings of geraniums, dip them in root tone, and put them in the winter when they all get watered, and that worked beautifully. So I just wanted to tell you guys. And people overuse root tone. You're supposed to dip it and tap it off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
John reminded
me. Yeah, thanks for backing me up on
that. So, right, I just wanted to give you those little things from prior times, and thanks for the suggestion for gravel or sand.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. We always appreciate your
call. All right.
All right, you got it. There you go. 855-424-9825. But I know we got a lot of questions to get to, guys, Facebook and email. So,
yeah, I quickly wanted to answer Ryan.
Yeah.
Because he said that his grandmother's looking for ground cover roses. And she wanted something that was probably, everybody would want a rose, I guess, that's thornless. But that's not going to happen.
Right.
But I think one of the best ground cover roses for what you're asking for, Ryan, would be the Drift series of roses that comes from Star Roses. And you said your grandmother likes peach color. There is a peach Drift, which I think is probably the nicest ground cover rose available. So, and you can even get those at check your local garden centers, but you can even get them at home improvement centers from time to time.
So not that hard to find.
Yeah, they're not hard to find at all, and Peach Drift is one of the best.
I love that Peach Drift because, I mean, it's common to find the red or the pink, but that peach really stands out, and it shows
better. And it blooms a lot.
I think it shows so much better.
Right.
Yeah, so I like that Peach Drift rose for sure.
On to our next question.
Does it have thorns?
It does, but not as many as...
I was gonna say, I don't remember.
Yes, some
it
are
much.
Really, really thorny, but Peach Drift's not bad.
Yeah, no.
I think it would be one of the best choices. This one is from Carolyn. She says, thanks for the pertinent info this morning. One question, does plumeria sap stain pavers also? Mine just leaked. says it's her fault yesterday. I've never seen that happen with plumeria. Do you know? Have you had any experience with it?
Yeah.
Will it stain?
Oh, will it stain?
Right.
I don't think, no.
No, yeah, not like the ficus.
It's more water-based sap, and it usually washes right off. It does not stain like the ficus does. So, no, I don't think it stains.
Okay. And again, going back and forth from Facebook to John's email here.
Okay, let's see. This is from Keith in Point Loma.
Our San Diego buddy. Hello, Keith.
Yeah. He says, not realizing that Grow Big is primarily for hydroponics, I bought some. I'm mixing it at 1 ounce per gallon and using it as a foliar feed and a soil drench. Does that sound about right? Absolutely. That's what I'm doing, too.
Really?
Yeah. 1 ounce per gallon. I think I'm using 2 ounces per gallon, which I think is a little bit too much. But, yeah, I think 1 ounce per gallon is about right. And then number two is a question about roses, and we'll get to that after the break.
Yeah, we've got one more segment and a lot of questions to get to. Thank you so much for your patience. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, but I'm sure John's email is almost full right now. Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, as we step aside, taking the break, coming right back here at Garden America on your Saturday. Happy weekend on Biz Talk Radio.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband. And while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tight.
Welcome back. It is 51 minutes after the hour. Final segment already. 2 hours just like that here. Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. John at GardenAmerica.com. Also taking questions, comments on Facebook Live. Thank you for watching. If you want to post on Facebook where you're watching us from, that would be fun to kind of see where everybody is today. Got a note from Ireland, Mississippi, Wyoming. List goes on and on, John. I think we're going to change the name to Garden World. You're right.
Well, we used to get, back when we only had phone calls and there was no internet access, we used to get calls from Australia.
Australia. We had one from, was it the Virgin Islands one time?
Well, we used to be on in the Virgin Islands. Remember, we were on a station there.
Yeah.
So we got a couple calls.
Alaska. I think Alaska chimed in a few times.
Clam Gulch, Alaska was our very first call we ever got on
Clam
the radio.
Gulch.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's right next to Dead Man's Gulch, I think.
Yeah. Fortunately, it was a question about roses, I was able to answer it.
I don't know if I can ask.
Hey, we promised going into the break that we would get Keith's second question answered.
Right.
And it's about roses.
There you go,
Speaking
John.
Speaking of roses.
Right in your wheelhouse.
He says, I'm having a pretty bad infestation of rust, and I'm having a hard time controlling it. Would it be okay to start from scratch again and do summer pruning?
He's on right on the coast as well.
Yeah, he is, and it's been a bad year for rust. And this is what you could do. Yeah, you can do summer pruning, pull off all the leaves on those plants that are infected with rust, and then fertilize them with the Bayer all-in-one rose and flower care, because that will give you a systemic control of your fungi. So as the new leaves come out, they won't be infected with the rust again. So, yeah, you can go ahead and do that.
Start over again.
Yeah.
When would you not want to do that as far as pulling off all the leaves? Is there certain times of year where that is 100% the wrong decision?
Yeah, in the spring when all the new leaves are coming out.
Yeah.
That would be wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
but I mean, just during the new cycle. But
well,
any time that it's kind of weathered.
In California, you have the dormant season in the winter, but then also in the summer you have kind of a semi-dormant season in between bloom times. So it's okay. I I've cut back some roses now that I moved, and cut them back to almost nothing. And it's been 2 weeks now, and they're all popping out with new leaves and look really good.
So don't do it in the spring, and then don't do it in the early fall?
Well, in fall, you're looking for that last bloom.
Right, yeah. So probably. Don't do it then, right?
Yeah, I want to do it then.
Okay. Now is a good time, though. In fact, I did that the other day.
Did you cut them back, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all they're going to grow again. I'll probably get a couple of more spurts of growth between now and fall.
Okay, well, we got an email with a picture from Patty in San Marcos. And she goes, is it okay to prune this geranium now? The new shoots are coming up from the middle, but it's overshadowing other plants. And it's funny because she's got one of those fuzzy scented leaf geraniums.
Oh, yeah.
And I, going up the steps to the top of my property, I've got a clump right by the palm tree. And that thing just grows like crazy. And I just went through and cut it back. So, yeah, this is a great time of year to cut that back. With all the heat, geraniums are going to be growing without any problems anyway.
Where do we go next, gentlemen?
This is a follow-up on our question on rust from Eileen.
Rust has been the second-hour topic today.
And she says, John, I heard your on-air answer saying to use the Bay Air All-in-One Rose and Flower Care every 6 weeks. Since the gladiolas already have rust on them, can it be sprayed on the leaves or only watered into the soil? Eileen, I would just water it into the soil, but it won't hurt once it's mixed up properly if you pour it on the leaves and let it go into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. Let's see, what have I been using it for? Daylilies, really. I have some gladiolas, but no rust on those. But the daylily rust, especially older varieties of daylilies, it's really important to use that. So that takes care of that. And I think I am. Am I caught up?
Ah.
Wow, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I've been hitting a lot of questions this morning.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
Thank you from Keith, who said thanks for answering his questions, and great show as always.
That's good to hear. Thank you again. We appreciate the support. Got a few minutes to go until we wrap things up on this Saturday. And again, thank you for tuning in, watching on Facebook Live. Tell your friends and family. The entire Bagnasco family tuned in this morning. I'd like to keep families together.
I got to start having your sons chime in here.
Well, Jesse's on the East Coast somewhere.
Okay.
And Joe is working up in L.A., but last weekend he spent surfing because of the hot weather we had.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess the surf was the surf up last weekend?
Yeah, we had a hurricane down in Baja that was pushing some surf up.
How's the water temperature been?
71.
Wow.
Amazing.
Are you kidding? So great surf and beautiful temperature.
You feel like you're in Hawaii. It's spectacular.
Oh, that is so nice.
He was up in, they were surfing in Oceanside, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
No wetsuits. No wetsuits allowed. No reason.
Well, you know, it was funny because he said, it was so much fun. He said there was a seal that kept following us. and Jesse told him, he says, you know, seals are not good to have while you're surfing because
they'll bite you.
Well said they're food for sharks.
Exactly. Yeah, so there you go.
When you're out surfing, the dolphin is your best friend.
Yep.
Because usually when you see them, other creatures kind of stay out of the area because they travel in packs and they aren't afraid of anything.
No, they're not.
The seal or sea lion is your worst friend.
And because they swim solo.
Yeah, and they're the right there for everything to eat.
Now, have you ever seen a shark surfing?
Yes, but not a big one.
Not a big one.
Not. I would say it was as big as me, so 6 foot tall. But when you think about that, half of that is the tail. So it's not that big of a shark.
No, but
I would be scared of a 10-foot long shark.
Yeah.
But 6 foot, not too bad. It's.
Well, you don't surf up at Mavericks or off the coast of San Francisco.
Oh, where the ocean is alive.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you qualified to surf Mavericks?
I have not surfed Mavericks, but I have surfed a place called Coon Creek off of Montaña de Oro in the Morro Bay area. And that's scary. It's scary up there.
Now, what about, where was it you went surfing? Was it Bali or Fiji or
both?
Both?
We can talk about that next week because we're, gosh darn it, we're out of time.
Hey,
thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach. I want to thank Jeremiah. I want to thank all the listeners, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main, of course. And thank you again for tuning in Facebook Live. We'll do it again next Saturday, same time. We'll kick things off at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern time zone. Until then, Get Growing America. Take care, be safe, enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye for now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.